towards placing them in forever homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Mamma Mia is coming to the historic Cascade Theater stage June 14th through the 22nd. A mother, a daughter, three possible dads, and a trip down the aisle you'll never forget. The storytelling magic of ABBA's timeless music propels this enchanting tale of love, laughter, and friendship with explosive dance numbers and songs. Come see Mamma Mia at the Cascade Theater June 14th through the 22nd. Tickets are on sale now. Call 243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Mako is back with another great deal, giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh. Better get Mako.
Reading Dance Center presents the full ballet production of Firebird, as well as a featured medley of jazz, tap, and modern pieces titled Let It Move You on Saturday, June 8th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Watch good prevail against evil in this powerful Russian classic. Come for an exciting evening filled with beautiful music, talented dancers, and a wonderful storyline enhanced by professional costumes and sets. The matinee is at 1 and the evening performance is at 7. Tickets can be purchased at readingcivic.com. Bring your family and friends for a delightful encounter with music and dance.
Come on, let's sit down together. I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends, place piled high with happiness. Laugh every time, it feels like home to me. Can't explain it, you just have to see. Hey, hey, Black Bear feels like home.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
February 22nd, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Welcome back out. We're here in the bottom of the third out at historic Tiger Field as the Colt 45s take on the West Coast Kings. Let me refresh you on what happened at the top of the third as we missed it. It was two ground outs and a strikeout for Eamon Velarde on the mound for the 45s, sending the 45s back on offense. Tyler Thompson reached on error earlier in this half inning, and then Brendan Roop was walked. Both of them just stole on a wild pitch. Erik Karlsson at the plate. Third baseman wearing number 8. No outs here in the bottom of the third. Thompson on third, Roop on second. Runners in scoring position as the 45s still find themselves down 2-0. We apologize for that technical difficulty causing us to miss the top half of the third. Luckily, it was a short one. Not a lot of action. But here in the bottom of the third, the 45s are knocking on the door, scoring their first run of the game. 3-0 the count for Karlsson. We did have a pitching change for the West Coast Kings. Cole Christensen, wearing number 64, the lefty, now on the mound. Gets his first strike of the Karlsson at bat on this one, 3-1. Christopher Brew on deck. We'll see Brew and Schrodel here in the bottom of the third as Karlsson pops this one up to center field. Tressen has his eye on the ball, makes the catch. Thompson tagging at third will score. So a sack fly for Karlsson scores Thompson, and the 45s are on the board here in the bottom of the third. Brendan Roop staying on second, the lone base runner for the 45s. One out. Christopher Brew, the right-handed power hitter, stepping to the plate. The sun's setting out in left field as Brew fouls this one down the first base line. The sun's setting, clear skies, barely any clouds visible. It was a hot one today. It was about 90 degrees when first pitch was thrown at about 6:17. The 0-1 count at the plate for Brew. Christensen winding up as Brew pops this one up to first base. The second baseman, Fung, comes over to cover, makes the play. As Brew will head back to the dugout, and Kyle Schrodel will step to the box. Bottom of the third, 45 score one. Get back one of the runs they gave up in the first half of the first inning. A wild pitch, and Roop will advance to third. Brendan Roop, the shortstop, in scoring position on third base. Kyle Schrodel at the plate with two outs here in the bottom of the third. Christensen looking at Roop on third. Throw to the plate is outside. Ball two. Ball three is Christensen, unable to find the zone. Horsley is on deck for the 45s, if Schrodel can make something happen here. A 3-0 pitch, ball four. Walk it out. Nick Horsley, the DH tonight, steps to the box. 0-1 on the night, grounded. 2-4-3 put out earlier in the second inning. Two outs, Brendan Roop, the runner on third, in scoring position for the 45s as Horsley takes a ball on the first pitch. 1-0. Horsley pops this one up into first base foul territory. The ball still falling, but Kebab is able to corral it, get the out, and end the bottom half of the third, only giving up one run. The 45s trail 1-2, and we'll head to the fourth. When we come back, you listen to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
The 45s leave two runners on base in the bottom of the third, but they do get one run back on the West Coast Kings, who lead it 2-1. The Kings will step to the box. It'll be Dylan McNeil, the catcher, leading off here in the top of the fourth. McNeil has an RBI, 1-1 on the night as he fouls this one back. Back over my head into that parking lot. That's just a big magnet for foul balls. The 0-1 pitch just outside for Eamon Velarde, still on the mound for the 45s. Ball two. As the right-handed pitcher unable to find the zone. 2-1 for McNeil at the plate. As he sends this one sailing to center field, Thompson is there to make the catch. Thompson didn't have to move much for that one. Adjusted for wind. Wind a bit of a factor. The flags in center field flying to my left, meaning we have like a subtle northern wind. Didn't cause a problem for Thompson as he's able to get the first out here in the fourth inning. That'll bring Mike Winokur, left fielder wearing number 33, to the plate. The West Coast Kings out of the Bay Area traveled to Redding yesterday, able to get the win last night, defeating the 45s 10-2. As Winokur gets this ball just barely past third base. Carlson unable to corral the ball off the bad hop. It'll be a base hit for Winokur. And that'll bring the designated hitter for the West Coast Kings, Cole. Wearing number 37 to the plate. One out. Runner on first. As Velarde throws this ball. And it makes contact with the helmet of the batter. The batter ducked as that ball pitch was headed his way. It appeared like it may have made contact with the bat first. And that's the case. Barrick Faskin is pleading with the umpire right now. So Cole will take his base. Nico Malbro, the shortstop, will step to the box. One out, runners on first and second for the Kings. As Malbro fouls this one back into the net. Winokur, the runner on second. Cole, the runner on first for the Kings. As Velarde hits another batter. Velarde hits another batter, loads the bases here in the top of the fourth with one out on the board. The 45s trail 2-1. Gave up two runs in the top of the first. Able to get one back in the bottom of the third. 45s have left five runners on base in this one. Able to get on, just unable to move the runners once they get on base. As Velarde finds the corner of the zone, low and away from the batter, strike one. As Tressen knocks this one, the third baseman, they get the out at home. And that's the important one, as they prevent a runner from scoring. Base is loaded. Runner on third had to go. They get the easy out at home, prevent a run, and get one out closer to getting Velarde out of this one. Heads up play from Carlson. Tressen will reach on the fielder's choice. And that'll bring Fong, second baseman for the West Coast Kings, to the plate, who swings and misses on the first pitch. One-one, the count at the plate. As Velarde unable to find the zone of the last pitch. Fong yanks this ball down the third base line. Foul. One-two, the count. Velarde a strike away from getting out of this one. Base is loaded here in the top of the fourth. The 1-2 pitch. No strike call, even though it appears that ball was well in the zone. The fans letting the home plate ump hear it. Velarde took a long second before returning to the rubber, and he gets the strike on the fastball, ending the inning, leaving three West Coast runners on base. The 45s will swing the bat in the bottom of the fourth. When we come back, you're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460 AM, now on 96.5 FM.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back for the bottom of the fourth here in Redding, California, as the Colt 45s take on the West Coast Kings. The West Coast Kings from the Bay Area making the trip up to Redding for this two-game series. The 45s will have 2 days off and then face the Humboldt Crabs in the two-game series on Wednesday and Thursday. Then Chico will come to town Friday, Saturday. Another single game against the Redding Ringtails on Sunday. That Sunday game, of course, starting early, 6:15. All the other games starting at 7:15. Miguel Marquez stepping to the plate for the 45s here in the bottom of the fourth. The second baseman takes a ball on the first pitch. Marquez Bello-Bayeni due up here in the bottom of the fourth. Cole Christensen will return to the mound for the West Coast Kings as Marquez takes ball two at the plate. The 2-0 pitch, a swing and a miss from Marquez. Marquez started the lineup, started the season, rather, in the top of the lineup for the 45s. Opening night, he was in that one spot as he takes a ball. And then for the rest of the season, he's been in that two spot, but finds himself batting seventh tonight. Banny has the longest active hitting streak for this Colt 45s club as he takes ball four and will head to first.
Coming up, your catcher is Brett Bello, number 28. Hey, if you're heading over to the beer garden, you've got over 10 different varieties of beer.
That'll bring catcher Brett Bello to the plate. Marquez, the base runner, on first. No outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Ball one for Bello as Christensen, unable to find the zone, leaves this one just high. As this ball finds itself in the dirt, wild but not wild enough for Marquez to take second. Bello batting well above 400 so far this season. 429. Just two appearances as he takes ball three. 3-0 the count at the plate. Miguel Marquez, the 45 runner, on first. Andy Bieni on deck. The 3-0 pitch, ball four. Bella will take first, and Marquez will advance to second. And Kyle Groice, the head coach of this West Coast Kings team, needs a word with his pitcher. The Kings, of course, winning last night's game, 11-2. The 45s had a three-game winning streak. That loss last night, just their second on the season. Banny will step to the plate, as I mentioned a moment ago, leading this club with a four-game hitting streak. Has yet to get a hit in this one, 0 of 1 on the night. And it appears we'll have a pitching change for the West Coast Kings here in the bottom of the fourth. Christensen came into relief and pitched an inning and a half. Christensen responsible for the one run the 45s have scored here in this one. Still 85 degrees here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. It was well above 90 when this game started, cooled off to about 91 at the start of the third. Here in the bottom of the fourth, we're at 85 degrees. It will be number 27, Cunnery, on the mound for the West Coast Kings. The right-handed pitcher will come in. Cunnery didn't pitch last night. The West Coast Kings pitched five in last night's victory, and we've seen three new pitchers so far in this one. Banny fakes bunt, but pulls back as this pitch is wide. Ball one. Ball two for Bayani. Two runners on base for the 45s. Brett Bello on first. Miguel Marquez on second. As Bayani pops this one up, foul over the backstop. The 45s trail 2-1. A couple of errors in the 45 infield. Allowed two West Coast Kings runs to score in the top half of the first. The 45s have been playing behind ever since. No outs here in the bottom of the fourth as Banny fakes bunt again. And it'll be ball three. The catcher not liking the ball call. Asks for an appeal. The infield ump says Banny did not attempt a swing with his bunt attempt. 3-1, the count at the plate. As Cunnery checks Marquez at second. Marquez slides to get back and gets back just in time. The throw to the plate, strike two. Fastball to the outside. Manny faces a full count here with no outs in the bottom of the fourth. The foul tip here cracks the tip of the bat. Sends a little sliver down that third base line. Manny will head to the dugout for a new bat. Brendan Roop walks out and offers up his bat. But Banny declines, heads to the dugout, finds something he likes. And he'll head to the plate where it's a full count. Three, two, the count at the plate. Runners on first and second. The flags in center field taut as the wind is flying them. We haven't seen wind be a factor in any of the errors we've seen tonight. We've seen a couple bad hops. Players just not making catches. As Banny takes ball four. With no outs here in the bottom of the fourth, the West Coast Kings walk the bases loaded. Tyler Thompson has reached base on error. Both times he's stepped to the box tonight. Cunnery doesn't like the ball, so he tosses it out, unable to catch the fresh ball from the umpire. 1-0 the count at the plate. Banny on first. Brett Bello on second. Miguel Marquez on third for the 45s in the bottom of the fourths with no outs. And another ball for a West Coast pitcher here in the bottom of the fourth. And Fung, the second baseman, jogs to the mound to have a word with his pitcher. Thompson cracks this one. It'll roll to right field. Marquez will score with ease. A solid base hit splits the first and second baseman. And Marquez ties the game in the bottom of the fourth. No outs. Three runners on base. Not a favorable situation if you're the West Coast Kings. The pitch for Brendan Roop, strike one. We haven't seen a thrown strike for a West Coast pitcher in a couple batters. So that must feel good if you're Cunnery. Gets another called strike, that same outside corner. And Roop is behind 0-2. Cunnery checks the runners on base. Throws this one high. The 1-2 pitch popped up to right field. The runners will tag. Bello will score. The right fielder threw a bullet to home base. Bello is just able to beat it, giving the 45s the lead. So two of the three 45 runs in the night came on sac flies. Banny will stay at second. Thompson will stay at first. So that third base open. One out here in the bottom of the fourth. Double play hopes alive for the West Coast Kings. Looking to get out of the inning as the 45s just took the lead. First time the 45s have led in these two games against the Kings. As Carlson puts this ball in play to second base. They get the out at third. They get the out at second, rather, and the shortstop holds onto the ball a little too long. Banny heads up base runner. Says thank you as he scores. So Thompson is out. Carlson reaches on the fielder's choice. And Bayani scores. That'll bring Christopher Brew.
Number 24, Christopher Brew.
To the plate for the 45s. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. As the ump calls time with Cunnery in the windup. Strike one for Cunnery. This Cunnery pitch to the outside. As Brew takes the ball to even the count at one. Brew puts this ball in play. The line drive right over second base. The base hit. That'll bring Kyle Schrodel to the plate. Two outs, runners on first and second will be Carlson and Brew. The ball pitched to the plate, and McNeil throws this one wild over the head of his first baseman as he tries to check Brew's leadoff. The 45s will score another run, and Brew will advance all the way to the third. So Carlson scores with Schrodel at the plate. Another ball for Schrodel. As this one finds the inside corner, the breaking ball, 2-1. And this one fouled back.
Thanks, guys. Dinner's on the way.
The 45s lead it 5-2. Here in the bottom of the fourth, two outs. Kyle Schrodel at the plate. Fouls another ball back into that parking lot. 2-2 the count. As the umpire takes a second to dust off that home plate that has seen a lot of action here in the bottom of the fourth as four runners have scored for the 45s here in this half inning. Two for Schrodel. Fouls another ball back. Schrodel desperately staying alive here. Not wanting this inning to end. A swing and a miss ends it. And we'll head to the fifth. The 45s lead it 5-2. And the West Coast Canes will take the box when we come back. You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Eamon Velarde will retake the mound for the 45s here in the top of the fifth. The 45s score four runs in the bottom of the fourth to take the lead 5-2. Over the West Coast Kings. The West Coast Kings came to town last night. And they defeated the 45s in game one of the two-game series. 11-2. This is the first time the 45s have led in these two games against the West Coast Kings. Third baseman, Wraith, wearing number 25. Will lead off for the Kings. A quick ball to the outside, followed by a foul down the third base line. Makes the count 1-1. A big swing and a miss from Wraith. 1-2. This Velarde pitch just high, evening the count at 2. And Wraith checks the swing. The appeal to the infield ump. He did go. Throw to Brew at first as the third strike was dropped. Good. Wraith will head back to the dugout. That'll bring Ricky Pato. Big right fielder wearing number 67.
In the batter's box for the West Coast team, Ricky Pato, right field.
First pitch for Pato, fouled back. One out here in the top of the fifth. Pato, one of three last night in that 11-2 victory. Scored three runs for the Kings. As he just walked twice, earned himself on base once. Pato, one of two tonight, as he cracks this one to Roop at short. The 6-3 put out successful for the 45s, getting the second out here in the top of the fifth.
Well, I'm going to remind you both again that...
And that'll bring Kebab.
He is our beer batter tonight, folks.
Wearing number 50. With two outs, he cracks this one to left field as it'll bounce off the wall. Schrodel will corral it and keep Kebab at second.
It is the frozen fifth as well, huh?
That base hit happened fast.
Here's the Colt 45. Get out of this inning without giving up a run.
Kebab stepped to the plate, and that ball was sailing to left field in a matter of seconds. That'll bring Dylan McNeil,
the
catcher.
Just get the Chevys and the Ford. Dylan McNeil, your catcher for the Kings.
As Velarde finds the zone on the first pitch, strike one. Not successful in the second pitch, however, as this one finds itself in the dirt, evening the count at one. Another strike for Velarde, putting himself ahead 1-2. McNeil pops this one up, foul. McNeil part of that two-run burst of offense that put the Kings up in the top of the first. Single through that shortstop hole. Bringing home a run for his team. Another foul ball, and McNeil stays alive, 2-2, the count at the plate. Two outs here in the top of the fifth. Kebab, the runner for the Kings, on second. This ball just inside, the umpire says. And we have a full count. Strike three for Velarde. Ends the inning. As he finds the outside corner, and he'll bring his team to the batter's box. The 45s lead it 5-2, and they'll swing the bats when we come back. You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Connery will retake the mound for the Kings here in the bottom of the fifth as the 45s look to add on to their lead. A lead they took in the bottom of the fourth, scoring four. The West Coast Kings defeated the 45s last night, 11 runs to 2. And they took an early 2-0 lead in this one, but the 45s rallied back, scoring a run in the third, 4 runs in the fourth. And they lead it 5-2 here. Nick Horsley, the designated hitter wearing number 34, steps to the box for the 45s. The 45s wearing their classic yellow uniforms tonight. As Horsley checks a swing on the first pitch for strike one. The 0-1 pitch. Horsley checks another swing, but the appeal to the infield ump, he did not go. Ball one. One-one the count at the plate. Here's the Connery pitch just outside for ball two. The sun setting. Lights yet to come on here in the bottom of the fifth. Is Connery unable to find the zone? Ball three. The 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss from Nick Horsley. Horsley still alive, 3-2. Full count. Horsley swings, loses the bat, but this third strike is dropped, and he'll head to first. The easy throw. We'll send Horsley back to the dugout. And the Kings get their first out here in the bottom of the fifth. That'll bring Miguel Marquez to the plate. Second baseman for the 45s. Ball one inside Marquez. Marquez, one of the runs scored in the bottom of the fourth. As the West Coast pitching staff walk the bases loaded, and then were unable to get out of it. It allowed four runs to score before ending the inning. A swing and a miss for Marquez there for strike one. 2-1 the count at the plate. Connery came in as relief in that fourth inning, responsible for two of the four runs. As he throws another ball here. The 3-1 pitch to Marquez. Inside for ball four. That'll bring Brett Bello, the catcher, to the plate for the 45s. Bello also scored a run for the 45s in the bottom of the fourth. One of the base runners walked. Influencing that pitching change as Bello takes a ball on the first pitch. Cunnery checks. Marquez is leadoff at first and throw to the plate. Finds the inside corner. Strike one. One, one, the count as Marquez takes off to second and will get there in time as the third of the plate is wild. Another stolen bag for Miguel Marquez on the season. Two, one, the count at the plate. Here's the 2-1 pitch from Cunnery on the mound for the West Coast Kings. Fastball just a little bit outside. 3-1. As the ump takes a second to dust off that home plate. Marquez, the 45 runner on second. One out here in the bottom of the fifth as Bello gets ball four. The West Coast Kings pitched four last night, and we've yet to see any of the pitchers from last night come in. We've seen three new pitchers, and these last two relievers really unable to dial in and find the zone. A lot of balls thrown, a lot of walks. Andy Bianni steps to the plate for the 45s. The right-handed hitter out in right field. Swings and misses on the first pitch. Bianni, as I mentioned earlier, four games consecutively with a base hit. Looking for his first of the night. One out, two runners on for the 45s as Marquez will steal. McNeil, the catcher for the Kings, looks at third once he corrals that pitch, allowing Bello to steal as well. So runners advance here with one out in the bottom of the fifth. Runners in scoring position as the 45s look to add to their lead. Bayani at the plate. Looking for his first hit of the night. Won't get it on this pitch as this ball finds itself in the dirt, short of home plate. 2-1 the count. The 2-1 pitch swung and hit to third. This ball just short of Winokur in left field bounces just before he can make the catch. So Bayani gets his base hit and two runs score for the 45s. They extend their lead 7-2 as we have the top of the order. Tyler Thompson, the center fielder, stepping to the plate. As Kyle Groys walks out to the mound, needing a word with his pitcher. Cunnery will sit down. Quick decision there from Groyce. The bullpen's been active for the West Coast Kings here in the bottom of the fifth. So Baeni single scores Marquez and Bello, adding two runs in the bottom of the fifth, extending the 45 lead 7-2. They're looking to avenge the loss to the Kings last night, 11-2. 45 just unable to put offense together last night. Six hits in that game, just unable to advance the runners. Will be 34. Facing the left-handed pitcher for the West Coast Kings. Facing with a high release on his ball, dialing in with his warm-up pitches. As Thompson, the left-handed hitter for the 45s, will retake his spot in the batter's box.
Now batting number two, University of Utah, center fielder, Tyler Thompson.
Thompson, one of three on the night with an RBI, a run, and a stolen base. Fazian quickly gets the ball to his first baseman to check Banny's leadoff. Andy Banny with that speed, quick to get back, however. And that ball finds its way right back to Kabob at first base. The throw to the plate, ball one on the first pitch. Billy Fazian. One oh, way outside for ball two. This is the ninth pitcher we've seen for the West Coast Kings in this two-game series. As this pitch barely makes it 40 feet towards Thompson. Ball three. And we're just three pitches in here. As a couple more West Coast players head to that bullpen from the dugout. But Fazian gets the called strike, his first of the night. And follows it up by hitting Thompson. Baeni will advance to second. Thompson will take his place at first.
Baseman,
and that'll bring Brendan Roop.
University, Eric Carlson.
Brennan Roop, the shortstop for the 45s. Another ball barely makes its way off the pitcher's mound. As Bayani thought about stealing and is caught, retreating back to second. So Fazian gets an out while on the mound. Brendan Roop will continue his at-bat at the plate with a fresh count. First pitch wild. Thompson easily advances to second. The 1-0 pitch. Way behind Roop. Fazian really unable to put these pitches in play anywhere near something Roop can hit close to the zone. He's simply just struggling out there on the mound. Catcher McNeil will step to the mound to have a word with his pitcher. He'll be joined by head coach Kyle Groys. Again, the ninth pitcher we've seen from the Kings here in this series. The pitcher in the bullpen, Little, pitched two innings last night. He was the pitcher that gave up two hits and allowed the 45s to score two runs. Three-oh, the count at the plate. Ball four, very wide for Roop, who will take his place at first. And that'll bring third baseman Eric Carlson to the plate for the Red and Colt 45s. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Runners on first and second. Both base runners walked by the pitcher on the mound for the West Coast Kings out of the Bay Area. The first pitch for Carlson lands about 15 feet short of home plate. Thompson will steal third as this pitch is wild. Both runners will advance. No need to really steal. The base runners are patient enough. Surely there'll be a wild pitch, allowing them to advance. Only two called strikes for Fazian, who has faced three batters, and another wild pitch allows Thompson to score. The home plate ump will dust off the plate. Another walk. Fazian. As Carlson takes his place at first. And another mound visit. The head coach of the West Coast Kings, Kyle Groys. And Fazian's done for the night. So Little will be the new pitcher for the West Coast Kings. As I said a moment ago, pitched two innings last night. Is responsible for the two runs the 45s were able to score. The submarine pitcher, the right-handed, pitcher wearing number 72. The unconventional release. We'll see how he fares. Fifth pitcher we've seen tonight. Tenth of this two-game series. Two outs in the bottom of the fifth. Christopher Brew due up. The cleanup hitter followed by Strodel, Horsley, Marquez, Bello, Baiani. The lights are on out here at Tiger Field in Redding, California, 8:15, real time. The sun's starting to set. We're getting that beautiful orange color on the horizon. Christopher Brew, right-handed power hitter, playing first base for the 45s. First pitch. Just slow. The catcher asks the ump for an appeal on the Brew check swing. Infield ump rules he did not go. Ball one. As Brew puts this one in play to third. The throw to the plate won't even make it to the first baseman. As Brew finds himself on first. Roop will score. So another Brew RBI on Carlson will advance all the way to third on the infield single.
Left fielder, Brown College, Redding zone.
That'll bring Kyle Strodel, Redding native, PA announcer points out. As Little finds the bottom of the zone. For strike one, first called strike we've seen in a minute from this West Coast pitching staff. 0-1 the count at the plate. Little almost gets Strodel to swing, but pulls it back. Ball one. The 45s have scored another four runs here in the bottom of the fifth. They lead it 9-2. Another ball for Little. And Strodel finds himself ahead, 2-1. Brew, the base runner on first. Has another ball. This the catcher unable to corral this wild pitch. And Brew will advance to second. So Brew on second. Eric Carlson on third, both in scoring position for the 45s. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Kyle Strodel at the plate. This ball just inside for ball four, sending Strodel to home.
Number 34.
first base, rather. That'll bring Nick Horsley, the designated hitter, to the plate for the Reading Colt 45s. Carlson on third, Brew on second, Strodel on first, bases loaded. As Horsley lines out straight to the shortstop. Uneventful, bases loaded there. And the 45 score, four runs in the bottom of the fifth. And the West Coast Kings find a way to string together three outs. We'll head to the sixth when we come back. You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
This is Carl Lindabot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
The Colt 45 score another four runs in the bottom of the fifth, extending their lead 9-2. 45s fell behind early 2-0 to the West Coast Kings, but rallied back in the fourth and the fifth, and they seem to blow this one wide open. Mike Winokur leading off the sixth inning for the West Coast Kings, left fielder. Winokur, one of two on the night, hit a single down that third base line earlier in the fourth inning. Takes a ball on the first pitch. Eamon Velarde still on the mound for the 45s. Had a long break as we saw 10 batters in the bottom of the fifth. Three different pitchers for the West Coast Kings, but they found a way to get the outs and end the inning as Velarde finds the bottom corner of the zone on that one. The breaking ball, that outside corner, makes the count 1-2. Winokur, the right-handed batter, knocks this one up to third. Carlson is there to get the out. The first out of this sixth inning. 45s lead it 9-2. As they fell to the West Coast Kings in last night's game. Unable to put offense together last night, but not having that same issue tonight. And that brings Cole, number 37, the designated hitter. Velarde finds the zone on the first pitch for strike one. This next one is cracked, grounded to short. Roop is there to make the play and throw to first for the out. Two quick outs here. That says interior defense for 45s. On point so far in this one. That'll bring Nico Malbro, the shortstop, wearing number 36. The West Coast Kings wearing black. As Malbro sends this ball fair, he thought it bounced foul, but the ump on top of that play. Velarde getting to that one before it can roll foul. As Nico didn't even take off towards the base, and that's an easy out. And that'll send us to the bottom of the sixth, and the 45s will swing the bats. They lead it 9-2, and we'll see if they can extend it when we come back. You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back out to Tiger Field as we await the top of the sixth inning. Scratch that. As we go to the bottom of the sixth, as the 45 swing the bats. Top of the sixth lasted less than a minute as Eamon Velarde and the interior defense of the 45s found a way to get three outs quickly. Not much of a break for Little, the pitcher, into pitch relief. As Marquez fouls this one into the dirt right behind home plate. The last three pitchers we've seen for the West Coast Kings have struggled to throw anything but balls. But Little starts the bottom of the sixth, getting a strike, unable to repeat, however, leaving this one low and outside, 1-1. A swing and a miss from Miguel Marquez on that one, 1-2. Another ball here, evening the count at two for Marquez at the plate. Little unable to find the zone on that one. Another foul ball for Marquez as he hits this one off the inside of his thigh. As long as the batter's in the box, his body is foul territory. So he knocks this ball off the inside of his thigh, a place no one ever really wants to get hit. And once he takes a couple steps to regain his composure, he'll continue his at-bat at the plate where the count is 2-2. No outs here. The 45 score four in the bottom of the fourth and four in the bottom of the fifth. Blow this thing open, 9-2. Marquez will regain composure and step into the box. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Little. A swing and a miss. And a strikeout for Marquez. As the Kings get the first out here in the bottom of the sixth. That'll bring Brett Bello, catcher, to the plate for the Reading Colt 45s.
Number 28, your catcher tonight, Brett Bello.
The throw gets past Bello, who swings big. Misses for strike one. Bello cracks this one up to center field. Deep center field. It'll bounce off the wall. He'll take two easily. That's Bello's first base hit of the night. He was walked in his first three trips to the plate. Once he was on base, he found a way to score two runs, two stolen bags in the night. And now he has a double here in the bottom of the eighth. Bottom of the sixth, rather. He hit that ball to center field. And that'll bring Andy Baeni, right fielder, to the plate for the Colt 45s. A little confused what's taking Baeni so long to get into the box. So one out with the leadoff strikeout from Marquez. To Baeni, ball one. This one just inside. Little throwing, getting the ball to the plate, unable to really dial in, get consecutive strikes. Marquez did him some favors, the first at-bat here in the bottom of the sixth. Swinging. Not really giving him the chance to see if he can dial in, find that zone. Ball two thrown to Baeni here. Two on the count. Benny sends this one foul down the third base line. 2-2. We'll see if Little can find the zone here, get that third strike he needs to end this Baeni at bat. And we'll see if Baeni will even give him the chance or if he'll swing on the 2-2 pitch. The throw to the plate, a foul tip for Baeni. The crowd letting him know the way these relief pitchers have been throwing for the West Coast Kings. The result of this bat should either be a hit or a walk. But Little finds himself one strike away from getting the second out here in the bottom of the sixth. But he hits Baeni. Will take his place at first. That'll bring up Tyler Thompson. Thompson swung the bat well here. Two hits on four at-bats, an RBI, two runs. Stolen three bags in tonight's game. The left-handed hitter takes the box for the 45s. One out, runners on first and second. This first pitch way outside for ball one. The 1-0 pitch. Popped up, foul. It'll make its way into the stands. Down that third base line towards that third base club, that VIP Pavilion Club tonight hosted by Thrivent Financial, who wants to thank everyone for coming out to the ball game and joining us as we cheer on the Colt 45s. Thrivent Financial is a financial service organization that helps Christians be wise with money and live generously. They offer a broad range of products and services, including life insurance, amenities, and mutual funds. For more than a century, they've helped out more than 2 million member owners make wise money choices that reflect their values, and we provide opportunities for them to be even more generous where they live, work, and worship. Thank you to Thrivent Financial, tonight's third base club pavilion. 2-2 the count at the plate for Thompson. Fouls the ball off to stay alive. Bello the runner on second. Bandy the runner on first for the Colt 45s. Thompson fouls another ball right over my head. I'm seated up to the left behind home plate. Little, the pitcher for the West Coast Kings, pitching to my right. Thompson stays alive on the 2-2 count. And we'll see if Little can dial in and get the second out here, or what Thompson can do. A swing and a miss from Thompson. Little gets his first called strikeout. And that'll bring Brendan Roop, the shortstop, to the plate.
Shortstop, Brendan Roop.
Bello and Baeni stay on second and first, respectively. The first pitch way outside for Little, who shakes off his throwing hand. We'll see if that makes a significant difference. The sun's setting, darkness approaching, the flags in center field flying to the left, the wind blowing towards left field from right field. Another ball from Little. On the mound as Roop is ahead, 2-0. Ball three, as this ball sails below the knees of Brendan Roop at the plate.
If you signed up for Pizza Box, get over behind the dugout, folks.
The 3-0 pitch knocked down the left field line from Brendan Roop. Left fielder Winokur takes this ball off the knees. A run will score. Baeni will advance from first to third on the Roop base hit. Brett Bello the run that scored for the 45s. Their first run scored here in the bottom of the sixth. Baeni on first, advanced to third. That'll bring Eric Carlson to the plate for the 45s. The first time I've seen Carlson this season, he made his debut for the 45s in last night's game, going 1-4. As he cracks this one, splits the shortstop and the third baseman. As Baeni and Roop will score. Roop had to get down as there was a throw to the plate. But the play at the plate was not in time. And the 45 score three. With two outs here in the bottom of the sixth.
Simpson University, Christopher Brew.
That'll bring Christopher Brew to the plate, who will take the box after Kyle Groyce has a word with his pitcher. And Little will be done. Groyce sends him back to the dugout. So we'll see our sixth pitcher of the night. It looks like Groyce is making some changes to his outfield. Moving around some of these interior defenders, trying to find someone with a shoulder fresh enough to pitch. Number 69, Dozer, comes in from the bullpen. The right-handed pitcher stands about 6'3", I would say. Got a lot of height on the mound. Drastically different release from Little, who put the classic submarine style to use. Dozier has a lot of speed on these pitches. As he warms up his shoulder, throws a nice breaking ball in the warm-ups. That ball had a lot of motion on it. So we'll see what Dozier can do when he faces a batter, but it seems like he has a decent package. I'm wondering why we haven't seen him until the sixth relief pitcher. He was active last night, pitched 2 innings. Didn't give up a hit. So he pitched well, fared well against the 45s last night. We'll see if he can get that going again tonight. Carlson is the runner for the 45s on second. The 45s have scored 3 in the bottom of the 6th. They take a 10-run lead, 12-2. They fell behind by 2 runs right off the bat in the top of the 1st, and then have scored 12 unanswered since that 1st inning. Christopher Brew, 2 of 4 on the night, has an RBI. Brew with an impressive 10 RBIs in Friday night's game. First pitch for Dozier, wild. Carlson will take 3rd. So with 2 outs, Brew at the plate, a runner in scoring position for the 45s. Ball 2. Is Dozier unable to find the zone on that one? The 2-0 finds the outside of the zone for strike 1. 2-1 at the plate for Brew. Had a single in the 4th and 5th inning. Part of that scoring outburst that contributed to this 45 lead as Brew pops this one up high to the first baseman. Kebab easily makes the play, and that'll end the 6th. We'll head to the 7th when we come back. The 45s lead at 12-2. You listen to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Mamma Mia is coming to the historic Cascade Theater stage June 14th through the 22nd. A mother, a daughter, 3 possible dads, and a trip down the aisle you'll never forget. The storytelling magic of ABBA's timeless music propels this enchanting tale of love, laughter, and friendship with explosive dance numbers and songs. Come see Mamma Mia at the Cascade Theater June 14th through the 22nd. Tickets are on sale now. Call 243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Eamon Velarde will retake the mound for the 45s here as we await the top of the seventh inning. The 45s lead it by 10. 12-2 the score. The West Coast Kings took the lead early, 2-0. And the 45s scored 12 unanswered runs to take the lead in this one. Top of the lineup due up for the West Coast Kings. Center fielder Tresson. Brett Tresson, 0-3 in this one as he pops this first pitch up to short. Roop is there underneath the ball to make the catch. One pitch, one out here in the top of the seventh. That'll bring Fong, the second baseman, wearing number 44. Takes the ball on the first pitch to the outside. Scratch that. We have a pinch hitter for the West Coast Kings. Luke O'Brien, as he cracks this one, center field. Thompson gets on his horse, but unable to get to that ball in time. A well-placed hit for the pinch hitter, who finds himself on first base. That'll bring Stephen Wraith, number 25. Third baseman for the West Coast Kings. Velarde finds the zone for strike one. Pitch two, hit foul. Way up into that left field pavilion club down third baseline. Oh, 2 the count at the plate. As Wraith hits the ball fair into left field. So back-to-back base hits. And the West Coast Kings have two runners on here in the top of the seventh. That'll bring number 67, Ricky Pato. Right fielder, right-handed hitter. One out, two runners on for the Kings. Velarde's first pitch, fastball down the middle, strike one. Pitch two, hit foul. This will curve out right field, foul territory. Back-to-back base hits in the top of the seventh. Puts two runners on as Velarde gets the strikeout on a Pato swing and a miss. That'll bring first baseman Kebab to the plate.
Mr. Kebab. First base.
First baseman swings big and misses on the first pitch. Strike one. Back-to-back base hits. We'll see if Velarde can get back-to-back strikeouts to end this one and send the 45 swinging in the bottom of the seventh. Velarde unable to find the zone on this one. The 45s lead it 12-2. 45s have scored 12 runs on 8 hits, 3 errors. They've left 10 runners on base. The Kings have scored there. 2 runs on 6 hits, 2 errors. 7 runners left on base. Kebab sends this one foul. Down that right field line to the bullpen where another pitcher for the Kings will make his way to warm up. Ball 2 thrown for Velarde. The only pitcher we've seen for the 45s tonight. This off-speed pitch just low. Filling the count 3-2. Classic baseball remarks from the crowd that that spot has been a strike all night. This hometown crowd begging these umpires to call it consistently. Kebab fouls this next pitch into the net, staying alive on the full count. A swing and a miss, ending the Kebab at bat and ending the top of the seventh. The 45s will swing the bat in the bottom of the seventh after the stretch when we come back. This is Nicole 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460 AM 96.5 FM.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
12-2, your score here in the bottom of the seventh as Kyle Schrodel takes his spot in the batter's box. Swings and misses on the first pitch. Strike one. Dozier, the pitcher for the West Coast Kings, the sixth pitcher we've seen on the night, gets another called strike. This called strike to the outside corner, and Schrodel quickly behind, 0-2. Schrodel looking for his first hit of the night and won't find it here as Dozier gets strike three to that same outside corner. Three pitches is all he needs to sit down Schrodel and get the first out of the bottom of the seventh. That'll bring the designated hitter Nick Horsley to the box for the 45s. The 45s lead it 12-2. They went down 2-0 early in the first inning and then exploded, scoring 12 runs that have yet to be answered by the West Coast Kings. The Kings taking the trip from the Bay Area to Redding, California to take on the 45s. They beat the 45s last night. giving the Colt 45s their second loss on the season. Their record sits 4-2. They've had one game canceled due to weather earlier in that opening series about 2 weeks ago. Horsley faces the 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. The foul tip ricochets off the catching gear, that chest protector for McNeil behind the plate for the Kings. Dozier came into pitch last night in that victory for his squad. Pitched two innings. And then was pulled. He's the sixth pitcher we've seen tonight. The 1-2 pitch. Strike three. Dozier gives Horsley a stare as he makes his way back to that Colt 45 dugout. That'll bring up Miguel Marquez, number three. Marquez 0-2 on the night, but scored two runs when he was part of that walking the bases loaded in the fourth and the fifth. Groys gets three strikes on four pitches of the last at-bat. Scratch that, Dozier, the pitcher, gets three strikes on four pitches in the last at-bat, but Groys makes his way to the mound to pull him. Groys, not sure why Groys is making this decision here. Dozier, in my opinion, is the best of the four relievers we've seen so far. Throwing a lot of speed. Maybe he just doesn't have that endurance in the shoulder quite yet early on in this season. So the seventh pitcher for the West Coast Kings will make his way to the mound. It'll be Fleming wearing number 46. Fleming pitched an inning last night, gave up a hit, two strikeouts in his one inning of work. The first five pitchers we saw tonight, fresh. None of the five pitched in last night's game. The last two relievers we've seen, Dozier and Fleming, both active in relief for last night. We'll see what Fleming can do here with Marquez at the plate. Two outs, no runners on here in the bottom of the seventh. Dozier saw two batters in this inning and he struck them both out. Then the decision by head coach Groys to pull him and put in Fleming. We'll see if Fleming, the seventh pitcher of the night, will carry us home in this one, or if we'll see yet another pitching change. A big swing and a miss for Marquez on the 1-0 pitch, evening the count at one. The 1-1. Finds the outside corner to Marquez's dismay. 1-2. If Marquez can make something happen here, Brett Bello. Will be due up. But Fleming gets strike three, working that outside corner. And Marquez and the 45s will head to the dugout as we head to the eighth inning. When we come back, you're listening to Reading Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Top of the eighth coming up here at historic Tiger Field in Reading, California. The 45s lead it 12-2. Eamon Velarde will retake the mound for the 45s. The lone pitcher we've seen all night. He's only given up two runs on six hits. But no reason to make a change as the 45s have swung the bat well, on top of the pitching troubles we've seen from the West Coast Kings, as they lead it 12-2. 65 catcher Dylan McNeil stepped to the box for the West Coast Kings, the right-handed batter. We'll face Velarde. McNeil, 1-of-3 on the night with an RBI. Hit a single in the first to bring home one of the two West Coast Kings runs scored that inning. Velarde throws two balls but finds the zone for strike one. 2-1, the count at the plate. One oh, the count at the plate for Winokur. A beautiful base hit from Dylan McNeil. The double to left field leading off the offense for the West Coast Kings here in the top of the eighth. A foul tip back for McNeil. Velarde gets the strike on the count. 1-1. As Velarde quickly takes the rubber. The 1-1 pitch gets a called strike to the outside. On his way back to the rubber, Velarde looks down his runner, McNeil, on second. And this one popped high by Winokur. You hear it from the crowd. As this ball breaks up, a family enjoying the game on a Sunday evening. Winokur will continue his at-bat. 1-2 the count at the plate. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Whitaker will head back to the dugout. Spilardi gets the first out here in the top of the eighth. The lights are on here at historic Tiger Field in Redding, California. Bright lights overhead. Clear, dark skies just beyond those lights. It's been a beautiful night. Lots of fans in attendance enjoying the weather now as it starts to cool down. Florida gets a strike on the designated hitter Cole, the first pitch of his at-bat. Pitch two, fastball down the middle, strike two. Cole having a conversation with the umpire. Didn't like something about that, but that ball was well in the zone. I can call it a strike from here. A swing and a miss from Cole. Three pitches, three strikes as he begins his walk back to the dugout. That brings shortstop Nico Malbro to the plate for the West Coast Kings. The club team out of the Bay Area making the trip up to Redding for a two-game series as Malbro cracks this one to short. Roop is there to corral this one and get the out at first. The 6-3 put out sends us to the bottom of the eighth. When we come back, the 45s will swing the bats. They lead it 12-2. You listen to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. Spring is traditionally a time for home improvement projects. A new paint job is a great place to start. At Eagle Eye Painting, we handle interior, exterior, and cabinets. Plus, we offer minor repairs for drywall and dry rot. We are fully licensed, bonded, insured, and do residential and commercial painting. Please visit our website at danscottpainting.com and read the customer reviews. Then give us a call at 400-5152 to schedule a free estimate. We would love the chance to do a great job for you. Call us today, 400-5152, Eagle Eye Painting.
Mako is back with another great deal giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh. Better get Mako.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We await the bottom of the eighth out here at Tiger Field in Redding, California, as the Colt 45s have a comfortable 12-2 lead over the West Coast Kings. Brett Bello, the catcher, set to get things started here in the bottom of the eighth. Bello out of Sac City College in Sacramento, California. Bello, 1-of-1 on the night. Took a base on balls three times and was able to score three runs. Has two stolen bags. We'll see what the 45s can do here. This will likely be the last time they swing the bats in this one. Fleming still on the mound for the Kings. He will likely close this one out. The seventh pitcher we've seen tonight for this team. As Bello cracks this one to short. The Kings, however, are unable to complete the routine 6-3 put out, like we saw the 45s do to end the last half inning. And Bello will reach on error. As first baseman Kebab takes this ball off the chest. And that'll bring number one, Andy Baeni, the right field. Takes a late called strike to the outside corner on the first pitch. 0-1 the count at the plate for Baeni. This second pitch of the at-bat thrown high for ball one. Bello finds himself on first, reaching on error. No outs here in the bottom of the eighth. The 45s lead it 12-2 as Baiani swings and misses. Baiani hit a single to left field earlier in the fifth inning. Part of that four-run offensive outburst in the fifth. And with that, base hit extends his streak of five consecutive games with a base hit as he takes a called third strike. And we'll head back to the dugout. Fleming faring well here for the Kings. That'll bring the top of this 45 lineup, Tyler Thompson, in center field to the plate. Bello will stay on first. Fleming gets ball one on the first pitch. Thompson, 2-5 on the night. Responsible for two 45 runs. 2-5 with an RBI. He cracks this one. Second baseman makes the diving play. And they get the out. A great effort there from number 21 O'Brien on second to slide and prevent that ball from getting through to the field. Ball one thrown here to Brendan Roop, the shortstop for the 45s. Fleming finds the bottom corner for a called strike here, evening the count at one. Bello, the runner on second, as Roop sends this ball to third base, but the home plate ump ruling it bounced foul on its way. Roop will return to the plate. The 1-2 count. Bello advancing to second on the Thompson ground out. That Thompson ground out, the second out here in the bottom of the eighth as Fleming leaves this one outside. Ball two. Forty-fives haven't scored since the bottom of the sixth. The West Coast Kings haven't scored since the top of the first. Started this game well, and the 45s were able to turn it around. Put 12 runs on the board, unanswered. Fleming into pitch relief, the seventh pitcher we've seen on the night for the West Coast Kings. Full count for Roop at the plate. Thought he got ball four, but this one called strike on that bottom outside corner, and we'll head to the ninth as the West Coast Kings will swing the bat, look to keep comeback hopes alive. You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally-owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We finally see a relief pitcher for the 45s. It'll be Colby Harrison. Harrison wearing number 12. Comes in for Eamon Velarde here in the top of the ninth. Velarde pitched a full 8 innings, giving up 2 runs on 7 hits. Velarde and that 45s defense left 10 runners on base. The 45s lead it 12-2. Here in the top of the ninth, as we're 3 outs away from a 45 victory. The Colt 45s looking to avenge last night's loss to this West Coast Kings team. Brett Tresson, the center fielder, stepping to the plate. Top of the lineup leading off for the West Coast Kings in the top of the ninth. Takes a ball to the inside on the first pitch. And this pitch popped up high. It'll be a solo home run for Brett Tresson in the top of the ninth. The Kings haven't scored since that first half inning, the top of the first. They led off the game with 2 quick runs. Barrick Fasten pulls Velarde and 2 pitches in. Colby Harrison, the relief pitcher, gives up a home run in the top of the ninth. The 45s still hold on to a comfortable lead, 12-3. And that'll bring Luke O'Brien, second baseman, wearing number 21. The plate takes a ball from Harrison. Harrison finds the inside corner for a called strike one, evening the count at one. O'Brien checks the swing here. Harrison unable to find the zone. The 2-1 pitch from Harrison. Put in play to first. Brew is there. Harrison comes over to cover, but Brew gets the put out himself, able to corral that ball. Did a great job staying in front of it. That'll be the first out here in the top of the ninth. That'll bring Stephon Wraith, a third baseman, to the plate. Wraith, 2-4 on the night with an RBI. We'll see how he fares against Harrison, who throws a quick 2 balls to start the at-bat. One out, no runners on. Brett Tresson hit a solo homer to get this one started. The first run scored for the Kings since that first inning. 3 balls here. The 3-0 pitch. Harrison gets a strike to the outside corner. 3-1 the count at the plate. A swing and a miss from Stephon Wraith on that one. Harrison battles back to fill the count. The 3-2 pitch, just outside, ball 4. Harrison and the crowd not liking the call. That'll bring Ricky Pato. Right fielder for the Kings. mentioned it earlier. Pato stands straight up in the box. Takes a called strike on the first pitch. Pato swings and fouls this one back. Finds himself behind 0-2. One out on the board. Runner on first. As Harrison throws ball one. Underneath the knees of Ricky Pato. Twelve to three the score. As Pato takes a ball two wild. This wild pitch allows Wraith to advance. The tying run still six batters away. But the Kings able to string together a little bit of offense here in the top of the ninth as Pato puts this ball in play to short. Roop gets it to first for the out. Christopher Brew, that big target on first base. And the 6-3 putout gives us the second out here in the top of the ninth. And Colby Harrison in his first inning of relief is one out away from sending the 45s home victorious tonight. The first pitch, called a strike to the outside corner. Oh, 1 the count for Kabob, the first baseman. Harrison throws this one outside. Ball one. The crowd letting Harrison know we only need two more strikes. Well over 3 hours played here. It's Harrison. Let's another ball fly over the plate. 2-1. This breaking ball breaks a little too much. Great job from Brett Bellow, the catcher for the 45s, corralling that one, preventing Wraith from advancing to third. Three-one pitch, called strike. And we have a full count. Harrison on Pato. A foul tip. As Ricky Pato stays alive on the 3-2 count. A swing and a miss to end the game. The batter for the Kings having words with the umpire as he walks to the dugout, but this one is over. The 45s take it, 12-1 to 3. The West Coast Kings scored two in the top half of the first. And after last night's game, it looked like the Kings would continue. But the 45s rallied back, scoring one in the third, four in the fourth, another four in the fifth, and then three in the sixth. Eamon Velarde pitched a full eight for the 45s. And the story was poor pitching for the West Coast Kings. We saw seven pitchers, two or three of those seven really unable to make anything happen. And the 45s win it. They'll advance to 5-2 on the season. And they'll have a couple days off. Back in action on Wednesday against the Humboldt Crabs. That one's set to start at 7:15. Joseph Van Dyke on the call out here at Tiger Field. Jared King, producer in studio. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you guys on Wednesday. You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
Or we're being set up for one by various interests. And so I guess when I look at what has happened this week. Governor, John Bel Edwards, is that his name, from Louisiana, signed a measure that would outlaw abortions as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. His signature came after the Louisiana House passed what it termed to be another one of these fetal heartbeat bills. So the aim here, I maintain, that as hard as they try, they'll never overturn Roe v. Wade, because even some of the dullest members of the Supreme Court realize that this means an American revolution. It's that important. It's that big. But it still becomes there's a politicization of it. There are a lot of people who like, to whip up the troops. I'm not a believer in abortion, frankly, personally, but that's only me. I think people need to do what they need to do with their bodies. If I was in a relationship with somebody and they somehow became pregnant, I would ask them to keep the baby.
Somehow, how would that happen then, Doug?
Somehow, it happened. It would happen somehow. Probably some sort of bodily contact. I think that's how it works, Victoria. But I think that this has become a battle cry, another one of these polarizing discussions. It's always been, as long as I've been doing talk radio since 1974, abortion, capital punishment, gun control, those are the cheapest ways of getting calls and warping people into shape. And nothing ever changes. But this is sort of why these have happened. I think there have been, three of these in the last couple of weeks? Three different states have followed along this line. So what does that mean? Is there something here that we need to talk about, or are we missing anything, or is it just as obvious as it seems? Hearing nothing?
The one thing that's changing for me, I mean, you and I have been talking about this on the radio for years and years and years and years here.
Yep,
right?
Yep.
And nothing ever changes, right?
Nothing
quote, unquote,
changes.
Nothing ever changes. You know what changes, though?
Right.
Technology and our ability to see what's inside at any given moment. And you start seeing pictures of the baby at a younger age. And we never really kind of was able to put the picture with the age. You know, you're thinking, 2-3 weeks, or 12 weeks, there's nothing there, 14 weeks, there's nothing there, 8 weeks, there's nothing there. And now we're starting to see when there is something there. Yeah. And while I agree with you that nothing has ever changed in this conversation, I think that will make changes. And it'll be interesting to watch if it shifts anything.
Yeah, good point. Very good point. Interesting. Also this week, the last abortion clinic closed its doors in Missouri, which is an interesting reality. 28 after the hour. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. Before that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside my pillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98, with the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Welcome into another discussion of how to lose weight the safe way. There's lots of ways to lose weight, no question about it. You can go through the diets and you can have the operation, but when you're all done, what do you have? You have a body that's eager to ingest more of the same kind of food that gets you to where you were in the first place, right?
That's exactly right. With Calitrans, it is collagen protein, digestive enzymes, and aloe vera, specially formulated to help rev up your metabolism through rebuilding lean muscle tissue. Not a quick fix for weight loss. This is not a drug. This is giving your body back what it needs so you can lose weight naturally. And I tell you what else right now, there's a huge sale on it. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free on this. So it is a perfect time to stock up and save.
Go to TopLoss.com for this special deal. That's the website for Calitrin. Check the box for DJV to get the special deal. TopLoss.com.
Shining Care is proud to present It Takes a Community to Keep Our Seniors Safe Symposium with keynote speaker Paul Greenwood. Join us June 5th, 8 to 4 p.m. at Wind River Resort and Casino, free to the public with lunch. There'll be speakers, resource exhibits, and a panel of experts to take your questions. Seating is limited. Registration required at shiningcare.org/upcoming events. The free Keep Our Elders Safe Symposium is sponsored by PSA2, Passages, Redding Rancheria, and My Umbrella Marketing.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident did not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at WeThePeopleRadio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden. We've gone through, well, I went through the story list. I'll go through the people list, then we'll go back to something. There are two or three items here that are crying out for us to speak about them. Let's see, the people list. Oh. Thank you, Victoria. Let's see, number 10, Amanda Eller on the people list. I don't know who she is at all. Never heard of her before. Who's Amanda Eller? Anybody know? We don't sound like we're that knowledgeable.
Is she the rescued, the rescued Hawaii hiker?
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
I knew the story, but I didn't remember her name. Okay. Theresa May at 9. John McCain sort of posthumously at number 8.
She won't be on the list for long.
Who? Amanda Eller or Theresa May?
Theresa May.
One more week, she's done. Let's see. McCain is 8. Bernie Sanders, 7. Joe Biden is 6, zing, zing, jing, ping at number 5. Jerry Nadler, man, what a gas bag, number 4. Nancy Pelosi, I think I'm gaining a little, I don't know if respect is the right word for her, but at any rate, she's number 3. Mueller is 2, and Mr. Trump is number 1. So back to the list of stories created by Talkers Magazine. List, again, is at talkers.com. The number 9 item is the UFO connection to the Navy pilots. And I know Victoria is chomping at the bit to speak about this. She wants to challenge my knowledge of it with hers, and she says she's more knowledgeable. So, as usual, I will defer to her because I'm a gentleman.
Well, what was going on? This was between the summer of 2014, March 2015, high in the skies of the East Coast. You had these objects, one of them like a spinning top moving against the wind. Almost daily they were appearing. They had no visible engine, according to Navy pilots who reported this to their superiors. No visible engine, no infrared.
I may have to. This discussion may end up being mine anyway because we have a technical problem with Victoria. Maybe we get that straightened out. We'll go back to her point of view.
Aliens are controlling her voice.
Yeah, that could be it. Yeah. This is something, even though the story itself goes back to, in this particular circumstance, this particular incident is a couple of years old. But these things have been going on, and I believe they are real. They've been going on for decades, if not centuries, if not millennia. The people who are silly enough to think that we are alone in the universe are just that, in my opinion, silly. It doesn't make any sense in anybody with any sense, not only of imagination, but intelligence, to think that we are all by ourselves in a universe that goes beyond what we can speak or think or understand. The fact that there are these things, there have been some silly television shows that have been made out of this stuff, some movies that were somewhat thought-provoking, I think, from time to time. The one that Amy Adams was in a couple of years ago I thought was quite good. We use our imagination. Remember Independence Day and what the baddies look like?
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Well,
here it is again. Just like the abortion story, right? The thing that might change the abortion story is technology and our ability to see what's inside the body as it's growing and when it actually becomes a baby, right? That may change things. Same thing here. Technology. You know, we have Navy pilots up there in $200 million airplanes with radar and technology that we never had before.
Right.
And they have the ability to see things and see things that aren't there that they never had before. So it's the same story. As we get more advanced, we're going to start seeing things that we did not see before.
Well, we're going to have to...
Whether it's a 13-week-old baby or whether it's an alien from another planet.
You're going to acknowledge what you knew was there if you have... You know, any connection to reality at all.
Well, the government knew it was there since the 50s.
Of course,
that's
what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Well, and then, I mean, you look at ancient cave drawings and Egyptian drawings, and you see that they wrote about it. So
right, exactly. Yeah.
My question is, why don't they make themselves known to us? Why do they keep hiding?
Well, how do you know they haven't? How do you know I'm not an alien?
Would you make yourself known to us?
Well, it just seems that from somewhere across the universe that one of them, because they're not like all, Bob from New York City or Inyakok City, they're from like all over the place, right? At least they should be. I mean, theoretically, they should be. So you would think one of them would go, hey, I'm going to blow this little peanut planet up. Or, hey, I'm going to go down and talk to people and see how they are here. Or I'm going to go take over this planet. You would just think that. But no, it's like we've never really been approached by them, at least in bulk.
Hmm. All right, back to you, Victoria. I hope we have a better connection because I do want your comment on this. Well, maybe not. All right, so much for our connection with Victoria.
Number three.
I'm sorry. All right. I'm sorry. All right. Look. They're outside my window right now. What do you expect me to do? I'm ducking and covering.
Are you? All right. I don't understand. Yeah, we'll be careful on that. So that means you have nothing left to say, or do you want to hide under the table and tell us what you had on your mind?
Well, the History Channel has got a 6-part series on the Navy pilots and the UFOs starting this weekend, which is very cool. The other thing I have to say is that I totally agree with Richie that technology is uncovering so much of this, and I am just very suspicious that why won't they tell us what they are. Maybe they're already in contact with them. Why do they just keep being so bland about it?
Well, why do you think, let's get, you asked the question, answer your own question. Why do you think that is the case?
They either don't know, it's something very dull, it is another country that is more technologically advanced than us and they don't want us to know, or it really is something and they don't want to panic.
I think it's so far beyond what the human mind is capable of imagining or understanding, especially when you consider most of the simpletons, at least today, that are in charge of various bureaucracies, various divisions of the government. It's just right, you know, down to brass tacks. There are not a lot of really intelligent people that are attracted to working in the government anymore for obvious reasons, maybe not so obvious reasons. So the best of this lot goes to a college, university, goes to a private think tank, and then explores and exposes all of this material that is this.
But again,
so much of it.
But again, it's technology. So, you know,
yeah.
1,000 years ago, if something were to fly out of the sky, people would have freaked out, right?
Right.
If they saw some. But now, you know, we're so used to planes flying over. We're so used to jets. You know, we're so used to watching UFO movies.
Seeing things in the sky.
We're so used to seeing pictures of planets that we can't see with the naked eye. Yeah. We're so used to sending robots to planets that we can't even see. So our minds, because of technology, has opened us up to the idea that there might be other people out there more than 1,000 years ago or even 50 years ago.
Yep, for sure. Meghan McCain addresses the controversy over the USS McCain. We'll talk about that next. It happens to be number 6 on our countdown list of stories. Doug Steffen here with Victoria and Rich. MyPillow has a guarantee, which you've probably heard before, because MyPillow advertises extensively on the radio. The reason they do that, as I'm going to get a plug for radio, is because it works. Hello, ding, ding, ding. MyPillow is everywhere, but there are very interesting ways of connecting with MyPillow at MyPillow.com. And each program that talks about it, each host that talks about it, has a different deal. For example, right now, as far as I'm concerned, using the DJV code, you can get a 2-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $30 off the regular price. I think they're normally $99. You get them for $69.98, which is the lowest price ever offered on the radio. And you can find, using the DJV code, frankly, a lot of bargains at MyPillow.com, whether it be a new bed for your pet, whether it be a new mattress for you, mattress covers, these great Giza pillows that you hear us talking about, or the current deal, the 2-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. If you hurry, they'll ship all the pillows free. Everything you buy can be shipped free. Maybe you want to buy more than pillows. Look, take your time. Check everything out at MyPillow.com. Whatever you buy, though, use the promo code DJV. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a review of the stories that Talk Radio, as News Talk Radio, has been focused on, according to the research. At number 10, the continuing focus on people who want to get to the top of Mount Everest and what they're encountering. Number 9, by the way, I don't think this is new. I think it's just one of those things. There are a number of things that make it into the countdown every week that are just sort of fads, if you know what I mean. Number 9 is another example of that, with the pilots reporting seeing UFOs. Number 8, what's going on in British politics. Number 7, weather and climate change. That seems to be almost a constant now in the countdown. The Trump-McCain feud, which isn't, is 6th. The presidential race is number 5. Those abortion laws and how they're impacting us, number 4. China and the U.S., number 3. Impeachment, number 2. And the Mueller cap on his investigation. That's number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All our coffee and red wine, leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
On the people's side of things, from the folks at Talkers Magazine, the young lady that was rescued in Hawaii survived. Amanda Eller is her name. She's at number 10. Theresa May, I guess in a week we'll be able to refer to her as the former prime minister. And what's going on in Britain is anybody's guess at this point. Number 8, John McCain, because of the story about the ship named in his honor. Number 7, Bernie Sanders, because of his ideas. He's throwing it out. See what sticks against the wall. Joe Biden's doing the same thing. He's number 6, running for president. Xi Jinping wants to influence our presidency. Don't kid yourself. The Chinese are as much involved in the hacking and screwing around with our elections as the Russians are. And they're not only doing it here, they're doing it elsewhere, wherever they think they can have influence. Number 4, Jerry Nadler. Number 3, Nancy Pelosi. Mueller is number 2. And the Donald is number 1 this week on the people list, according to Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. Let's move into the Meghan McCain focus, this whole thing, which maybe, if you'll pardon the pun, frumped up a bit. I'm trying to put the pieces together. I've had 3 or 4 different bits of input, different stories from different people. Meghan McCain talks about the president's attacks on her father. She talks about the controversy of the Navy, whether they kept the USS John McCain out of view during his trip to Japan. I don't think any of this is the real story. The real story here at Victoria, we like to dig into. You were telling us you've done a good job always about giving us the real story. The real story here is on the ship itself and how ineffective it is. It's been in service and on the waters for several years. And it has been plagued. It has never worked right one day since it's been commissioned. It has too much technology on it. They don't understand it. The things are breaking down all the time. It spends most of its time in dry dock. And that's where it basically was. It was under repair. And that's why it wasn't visible. Not that somebody in the Pentagon didn't think, oh, well, maybe Trump would like it if it wasn't visible. I mean, how childish, if Trump is really that childish, he has no business being president. Some people think he is. I hope he's not that childish. He said, fake news. Yeah, right. Okay. So fake anyway, there was fake news because the ship was being repaired and was off, right, as it has been since it's been commissioned. It's a piece of junk. And this is a $2 billion machine that doesn't work. Yet another testimony to the way the Pentagon and our government spends money on the military-industrial complex and gets nowhere. There are planes all over the place that never really were needed to get ordered to satisfy the demands of the military-industrial connection to our politicians. And it's the same crap over and over again. We've got way too much technology on these things and way too many pieces of hardware. So that was the real story from my perspective. What about you, Richie?
Well, I think it's probably somebody floating a story out there, and it caught on, and it's fake news.
Made nothing. Made no difference. All right. You have insight, Victoria?
I think that we've got a lot of problems on some of our Navy ships. There have been a series of stories over the last year about
You're right.
Lack of training.
Yeah, lack of training, lack of due diligence on the part of the Pentagon when they take delivery of this stuff. And, you know, well, they care. They're not paying the bill. The taxpayer is paying the bill. And the taxpayer is grossly uninformed. The oversight, each of these departments have their own general sort of accounting of, what do they call it, inspector general? And they fall down on the job as well. This is
how
are
we going to compete with the alien ships flying around out in outer space?
Valid.
Okay. Well, maybe we develop some more space. Maybe Trump wants to bring the army or the military into space. So maybe that's the way of doing it, Richie. Rich McFadden, thank you. Victoria Jones, thank you. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
The state of Georgia's new heartbeat bill will go into effect at the beginning of next year. Governor Kemp recently signed HB 481, the Living Infants Fairness and Equality Act, otherwise known as LIFE, which prohibits abortions once a heartbeat is detected, as early as 6 weeks. Now, there are exceptions if the mother's life is in danger for incest or rape. Well, Pacific Justice Institute applauds the state of Georgia for doing the right thing, valuing life, and standing up for the most defenseless, the unborn. Common sense tells us a heartbeat equals life. Please pray that other states value life and do the right thing. Visit pji.org.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. Time for us to go back through this past week. The technology news delivered by Victoria Keelan. She keeps up with it. So we have the top five stories, actually, for the week. Number five is how you can pay your bills if you use AT&T. I still don't understand this, but not for me. This is not my market, let's put it that way.
Well, yes. Yeah. So the news came this week that AT&T will now be accepting cryptocurrency for you to pay your bill. So if you have AT&T or if you use the AT&T app, if you have a cell phone account, or if you have them as your internet service provider, or if you even use DirecTV, which is owned by AT&T, then you can pay all of your bills using cryptocurrency. They now accept Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Gemini USD, Paxos, and Circles US dollar coin will all be supported. And AT&T has proudly advertised this week that they are the first mobile operator in the U.S. to accept cryptocurrency. However, they are definitely not the first major business. Whole Foods, Nordstrom, GameStop, Overstock.com, major retailers have been accepting cryptocurrency for a while now. So, but the problem, though, is that it is still a very small number of people who actually will use cryptocurrency to pay their bills. So it's a lot of companies for a change in retail are actually ahead of the curve.
Really? Isn't that sweet?
For once.
what curve we're talking about. All right, number four, as we count down to number one, is a focus on XL for your iPhone. How does this work?
Yeah, Microsoft made a really cool update to their Excel for iPhone app this week. Now, this is Microsoft Excel is spreadsheets and charts and graphs and tables and things like that. And so the new update is that if you have the Excel app on your iPhone and you're somewhere outside of the office, if you're at a meeting or whatever, and if someone has a piece of paper that is a chart or a graph or a table, all you need to do is open up your Excel app on your iPhone, snap a picture of it, and it's automatically imported into your Excel worksheet. And it recognizes the difference between work schedules, task lists, timetables, financial spreadsheets. It's really kind of cool. It used artificial intelligence to essentially read whatever the data is, and then it puts it into its proper place. And then when you get back to the office and then you go onto your laptop or desktop, then the spreadsheet is already there for you, and it's fully integrated, and you can edit it, and it's a very cool feature. So congratulations to Microsoft. I think they get the Innovation Award for this week.
Yippee! All right, this is the info for the last week of May. Number three, Apple making an announcement.
Yeah, Apple surprised everybody this week. They released the first new iPod in 4 years. The last time we saw a brand new iPod model was in 2015, and it may seem outdated to some of us who keep all of our music on our smartphones, but there is still a niche market for iPods. And so at the iPod peak, which was 2008, Apple sold more than 55 million units. And so that's dropped down, obviously, a considerable amount. However, the new iPod Touch, it looks similar to the older ones. It has a physical home button. It has a small 4-inch display, lower price than modern iPhones. It starts at $199 for 32 gigs of storage, or it goes up to $399 for 256 gigs, and it comes in all the same colors as iPhone, and it actually also supports group FaceTime and augmented reality apps, so it's kind of cool. It's basically getting very close to being an iPhone, just without the cellular connection.
All right, Best Buy canceling pre-orders for the Galaxy Fold. It apparently doesn't fold.
Yeah, the Galaxy Fold is it's been plagued with all kinds of setbacks, and now it's so many setbacks, in fact, that Best Buy had to cancel all of the pre-orders of Samsung's foldable phone. It's going to be a $2,000 phone, and it will be probably the most expensive on the market. They don't know when it's going to ship any longer. They've canceled everything. The good news is, though, if you have pre-ordered the Samsung Fold through Best Buy, they are going to give you a $100 savings code for future purchases. So when it does become available, you can apply the $100 either towards the phone or towards something else.
All right, now I know we have gotten ourselves to number one. SpaceX is in the news this week. They are frequently. What's the story?
SpaceX had a really good week. They launched a rocket full of 60 satellites into the sky, and it was a very successful mission. This is the first stage of SpaceX's internet constellation called Starlink, and their mission essentially will be to bring broadband internet connectivity to all kinds of places around the globe that either have very spotty reception or have none at all. And so Elon Musk says this will be a low-cost internet option available to the poor people around the world and the world's poorest population. So good for him.
All right. Yep. Good for him. Good for us. We've covered them all. The top five tech stories. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
org.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Residents of Virginia Beach held a second vigil Sunday with more likely to come, as well as 12 funerals to be held for the victims gunned down Friday by a 40-year-old co-worker at a city municipal building. Mayor Bobby Dyer says his city will not be defined by this tragedy.
The true character of our city is going to rest with our public, our citizens, and our neighbors that we share borders with. The governor just mentioned there is an outpouring of love, empathy, and willingness to help. There is no doubt, question, or reservation.
President Trump made an unannounced visit to a local church to pray with those grieving, and before returning to Washington and leaving later in the evening on his three-day trip to Europe. The president threatening to impose 5% tariffs on Mexican imports if that country does not step up efforts to stem the illegal migration through the country toward the U.S. southern border. On Fox News Sunday, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says the Mexican government could go after the domestic terrorist organizations in that country as a way of preventing migrants from crossing into the U.S.
They're criminal organizations who are in the business of moving people across Mexico. Keep in mind, at any one time, there's 100,000 migrants in Mexico making their way up to the United States.
Meanwhile, Mexican Economy Minister Graciela Marquez is planning to meet in Washington Monday with Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in an effort to defuse rising trade tensions. President Trump declared a major disaster in Oklahoma and made federal funding available to Muskogee, Tulsa, and Wagoner counties, which have been hit by flooding, tornadoes, and other storms. Across the state, officials say 6 people died. 118 have been injured from the severe weather this spring. National Weather Service says possible rain in Oklahoma would likely prolong flooding along the Arkansas River. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Maybe you'd like to know what exactly Relief Factor is. It was created by doctors. It's a 100% drug-free supplement with 4 key ingredients that simply help your own body deal with the natural inflammatory response that it has. It's easy to swallow, 4 little capsules in each packet, like the packet that I carry with me at all times. 3 packets a day for a week, then 2 packets a day for 2 weeks, and I have just described the 3-week quick start. And you will know in 3 weeks, that's the beauty of it, whether it works. They don't drag you on. That costs just $19.95. There's a very good chance that a very serious percentage of my listeners suffer from some sort of muscular or joint pain. You should try this for $19.95. That's all you can lose. If it works, they'll send it to you automatically. If it doesn't work, tell them not to send any shipments. And it's as simple as that. It is all at ReliefFactor.com. I've been using it for years now. ReliefFactor.com.
Canadian lawmakers have voted to serve a summons on Facebook executives Mark Zuckerberg and Sheryl Sandberg that would compel them to appear before them the next time either visits Canada.
The decision comes after Zuckerberg and Sandberg failed to appear before the International Grand Committee on Big Data, Privacy, and Democracy, which was recently hosted by Canada's Parliament. The panel of international politicians is examining the role of tech giants in safeguarding privacy and democratic rights. New Democrat lawmaker Charlie Angus says the Facebook executives were showing disrespect to legislators around the world.
Jeremy House with that report. Google saying users of YouTube and other services are seeing errors or slow performance due to high levels of network congestions in the eastern U.S. The affected services were YouTube, Google Cloud, and its G Suite. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Dr. Charles Snyderman reports on the dangers of home pool chemicals.
According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, over 6,000 U.S. emergency room visits per year are for toxic effects of swimming pool chemicals. One in three were under age 18. Most of the injuries occurred at home pools, and two-thirds occurred between Memorial Day weekend and Labor Day. Charles Snyderman in Washington.
Boeing telling some airlines flying its 737 aircraft to replace a part on the plane's wings, a move that could affect more than 100 planes. Boeing says it's working with the FAA and has contacted 737 operators about potential problems discovered in one batch of slat tracks produced by the supplier. A company says it's identified 21 aircraft that are most likely to have parts in question and advising airlines to check an additional 112 more airplanes. You can always find out more on these stories by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
ESET is a leading cybersecurity company that analyzes online privacy and security threats.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Come.
Hey folks, up first this time around, the second half of an episode of The Life of Riley. Then we shift to the dark and terrifying as the series Murder at Midnight presents the episode Death Tolls a Requiem. At the end of our previous show, William Bendix as Riley was sticking his big nose into his son's business. You see, Junior, as played by Bobby Ellis and his buddies, were making some money mowing the neighbors' lawns. Let's get back to it. This originally aired on December 8th of 1950.
And now, back to The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley with Paula Winslow and John Brown. Well, the Riley Lawn Mowing Company is still a going concern, only without its president and founder, Chester A. Riley, who was ousted in a shrewdly executed voting maneuver on the part of majority stockholders Junior, Joey, and Willie, age 14, 13, and 12 and a half, respectively.
My own son. My own son.
Oh, stop it, Riley.
My own son stuck a knife in my back.
Well, you deserve it.
I deserve it? Is that a way for a son to act? Young Henry Ford didn't do it to old Henry Ford. Young Nelson Rockefeller didn't do it to old John Rockefeller. Young Sears didn't do it to old Roebuck. But young Riley can do it to old Riley. That's okay, eh?
Well, there's no room for sentiment in business.
What kind of a stupid remark is that?
You said it first.
Yeah, and I was right. That was the smartest, stupid remark I ever made. Well, I'll teach them a lesson they'll never forget.
Well, there's nothing much you can do about it, dear.
No, no. Will you take a look in the backyard?
Hmm? Why, it's a lawnmower. Where'd you get it?
It's a power lawnmower, and I rented it.
What for?
With that lawnmower, I can mow lawns in one-tenth the time it takes those kids. So I'm going to hire some boys, pay them next to nothing, undercut Junior's prices, take all their customers away, and put them out of business. That's the kind of a man I am.
And you're not ashamed to admit it. For heaven's sake, Riley, why don't you leave those kids alone? Now, you got your money back.
It ain't the money. I'm going to teach those kids a lesson in business. It'll be an education for them. They got to learn just because they're big businessmen, they can't shove the little fella around.
You're the little fella? Oh. Why, the three of them together weigh less than you do.
Yeah. I'm going to throw my weight around. They got to be taught a lesson. You'll see, by this time tomorrow, they'll come crawling back to me, begging me to come back in the corporation.
Oh, Riley, this is the meanest thing I ever heard of. How can you be so petty? Taking advantage of kids. When I married you, I never realized you had this side to your character.
Yeah, well, there's nothing you can do about it now. You're stuck with me. I'll show them. They think they got me licked. Well, they'll find out I don't give up that easy. O'Reilly never says die until he's dead 6 months.
Nonsense. You're no different from my other customers.
Digger, it's you.
Yes, it is I indeed. Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker. What are you doing here on my threshold?
I came to see you on business.
In that case, let's not stand out here on the street. Come into my parlor and stretch out. I like to see people comfortable during a business discussion.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter, Digger?
I haven't got my key with me. Ring the bell, will you?
Huh? Oh, yeah, sure.
Someone must be home. Ah, yes, here comes one of my sons.
Hello, Papa.
You know my youngest son, Mossbank?
Oh, yeah, sure. Hey, he's getting to be a big boy.
Oh, yes. Pretty soon he'll be big enough to help me carry the load. What are you doing with that shovel, son?
Just playing, Papa. I'm digging a hole in the backyard.
Bully for you. Make it a nice big hole, and Papa will give you something to put in it. I'm buying a new weeping willow tree.
Thanks, Papa.
Charming you. I believe boys ought to learn how to plant things at an early age. It helps them later on. Now, what did you want to see me about, Riley?
Well, Digger, I'd like to mow your lawn for you for a small fee.
But your son, Junior, and his friends are doing it for me now. And they're doing a bully job, too.
Well, I'll do better.
But I made a deal with the boys. We have a verbal contract.
Break it.
Oh, I can't do that. 20 years in business and I've never broken my word yet. When I make a promise to a customer, the promise is always carried out. And so is the customer.
But you're paying Junior $5. I'll do it for $2.50.
No, I don't approve of price cutting. I tried it once in my business. It was disastrous. A customer came along. I offered to do the job for $100. My competitor cut the price to $50. I got angry and went down to $25. He went down to $10. One thing led to another. We started calling each other insulting names. He kept throwing dirt in my face, and I kept throwing dirt in his face. Nobody was throwing dirt in the customer's face.
But, Digger, I'll do the job for $2.50.
No, right. And if you ask me, I don't think it's very nice of you to compete with your son, Junior.
Now, look, Digger, I didn't come here for a lecture. And if that's going to be your attitude, you and me are through. Even if you wanted to, I don't want you for my customer.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear chum. As far as I'm concerned, there are no hard feelings. And believe me, I'll always want you for my customer. Cheerio. You'd better be shoveling off.
Junior?
I don't know. He just said be at the house and... Oh, here comes Joey now. Hiya, Joey.
Hi, fellas.
Well, what's up, Joey? Why'd you call a meeting? Something wrong?
Plenty. You know that weed killer your father made us buy?
What about it? It worked good.
It kills the weed.
It works too good. It not only kills the weeds, it kills the grass.
You're kidding.
Honest. I went to Peterson's house. You should see that lawn. There just isn't any grass. Just a couple of patches here and there. And I checked on all the other lawns. They're just as bad.
Holy smoke. All of them?
All of them.
What'll we do?
Mr. Peterson says we have to put in a new lawn or he'll make trouble for us.
Gee, we'll have to work for weeks and we won't make a cent.
We'll lose money. It's all your father's fault, Junior. He got us to use that cheap weed killer.
Gee, guys, I'm sorry.
A lot of good that does us.
Gee, what'll we do?
Oh, watch it. Here comes your old man. The big brain. Cut it out, Joey.
Well, 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 if it isn't the big businessman.
Lay off, will you, Pop?
What's the matter, boys? Why the long faces? You look worried.
Why shouldn't we?
It's all your fault, Mr. Riley.
On account of you, we'll probably lose all our customers.
Oh, so you found out about the jam I got you into, huh? But I didn't expect you to cave in this fast. Now, look, I don't want to be too tough on you. I think you've learned your lesson. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll come back in the organization.
You want to come back?
On one condition. That I'm the boss. I decide who gets what. What profits there are, I have full responsibility. And as far as you're concerned, you fellas have just got jobs. You're working for me, okay?
But, Pop, there's something you ought to know.
Oh, I don't want to know nothing. Yes or no?
But, Pop, we just found
out... Shut up, Junior!
Yep. Is it a deal?
You'll have to pay for all the damages if you're boss.
What damages?
That weed killer of yours ruined all the lawns.
Oh, I'm surprised at you, Junior. Just because you don't want me running things, you make up a cock and bull story like that and you expect me to fall for it? Well, I'm just a little bit too smart for you.
That's right, Mr. Riley. No use trying to fool you.
Oh, you bet there isn't.
But, Pop...
Quiet, Junior. That's right. You're too smart for us dopey kids.
Yep. Well, what do you say, fellas? Is it a deal? Am I the boss?
Yes, sir, Mr. Riley.
Willie, I'm the boss.
Oh, sure.
Junior?
Okay, if that's what you want, boss.
Now, just so that there's no misunderstanding, I got a little agreement here that I want you to sign. Here's a pen.
Okay.
No, wait a minute. No, read it. I want you to know what you're signing so you won't say that I tricked you. This paper just says that I have full charge and absolute control.
That's okay by us.
Uh-huh.
There. Sign, Willie.
Now you, Junior. That does it. Now, let this be a lesson to you kids. If you want to get somewhere in business, it ain't luck. It ain't tricks. It's brains that does it.
Yeah. You taught us a lesson, all right.
Hey there, Joey. I want to talk to you.
Oh, it's Mr. Peterson.
Well, Joey, what are you going to do about my lawn? I advise you...
Nah. Just a minute, mister. If you got something to say about your lawn, you better talk to me.
What have you got to do with it?
Well, I have full charge and responsibility.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, these kids just work for me. I got a paper to prove it. See?
Well, I'm very glad to hear that. I just spoke to my lawyer, and I found out you can't sue a minor. But seeing you're in charge, I want to tell you something. I'm not only speaking for myself, but for 10 other people as well. Unless you repair the damage your phony weed killer did to our lawns, we're going to drag you into court and make you pay through that big fat nose of yours. Goodbye.
Wait! I'm a minor! Wait! They did it! The kids did it! I didn't do it!
But, Mr. Riley, you're the boss.
What? Yeah, you're it!
Why, you... You swindlers. You tricked me. Why didn't you tell me about the weed killer?
I told you, Pop. You wouldn't believe me. Yeah, you were too smart for us. Let this be a lesson to you, Mr. Riley. If you want to get somewhere in business, it ain't luck. It ain't tricks. It's...
I know. It's brains. And believe me, I wish I knew where to get some.
We'll be back in just a moment. But right now...
You can travel 15,000 miles to far-off lands and distant isles, from tropic sun to arctic snows. It's Pabst Blue Ribbon, the whole world knows.
In Napoli, where Nick and Tony enjoy pine beer and macaroni, you'll always get a welcome smile when you ask this question in Italian style.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. What'll you have?
That's Blue Ribbon.
That's Blue Ribbon Beer.
Yes, wherever you travel, to Europe, the Far East, South America, or right here in the good old USA, you'll find folks enjoying that international favorite, Pabst Blue Ribbon. Remember, the quality that has carried Pabst Blue Ribbon around the world is yours for the asking. The next time the waiter asks you, what'll you have? Tell him you want the world's number one favorite, Pabst Blue Ribbon. Finest beer served anywhere.
What, Peg? You don't seem to realize the spot I'm in. Every night when I come home dead tired, I'll have to put in a couple of hours on those lawns. And all day Saturday and Sunday and holidays. And my 2 weeks vacation next summer. Well, what's there to laugh about?
Well, I think it's very funny. I don't want to be an I told you so, but I told you so.
Yeah, well, all right, so you told me so. But I wouldn't be in this jam if it wasn't for that Joey. At least my junior warned me, but I didn't listen. That junior's okay. He plays square. He's a real honest kid. He tried to do me a real good turn, and I'll never forget it. Now, I wonder how I can trick him into doing those lawns for me. Suppose I tell him that I'm sick, and the doctor won't let me get up out of bed.
What'll you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon.
This is Riley, alias William Bendix. And so they were married. But John and Mary didn't live happily ever after. Quarrels over money almost separated them until they asked family service for help in budgeting. Now John and Mary are on their second honeymoon, thanks to family service. Just one of 155 agencies supported by your community chest contribution. Give enough to do enough. Pledge now to your community chest. No other gift does so much for so many.
Pabst Blue Ribbon invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. The script is by Alan Lipscott and Reuben Shipp. Music by Lou Kozloff. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Digger Odell is John Brown. And Junior is Bobby Ellis. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker. The Life of Riley is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And sent your way with the best wishes of Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers from coast to coast. See you next week. Jimmy Wallington speaking.
The Lawnmower Company, an episode from December 8, 1950. The Life of Riley would wrap up the following summer after 7 years on the air. The William Bendix-led television version with a different supporting cast ran for 6 seasons, beginning in 1953. There had been an earlier television attempt, though, with Jackie Gleason as Chester. I'm Greg Bell, and next on WIN Radio was the suspense mystery series Murder at Midnight and Death Tolls a Requiem. It begins right after this.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully-built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. This next series is produced out of New York City and hosted by Raymond Morgan. And this episode, Death Tolls a Requiem, is from January 20th, 1947.
Do you hear them? Do you hear the bells?
Bells? I don't hear any bells, mister.
But I tell you, they're ringing.
Look, mister, the heat's got you. Well, you're in the middle of the desert right now. There ain't any bells within 100 miles of here.
But there must be. There has to be. Murderer? No. No. No, no, no.
Midnight, the witching hour when the night is darkest, our fears the strongest, and our strength at its lowest ebb. Midnight, when the graves gape open and death strikes. How? You'll learn the answer in just a minute in Death Tolls a Requiem. At Midnight, tales of mystery and terror by radio's masters of the macabre. Our story by Max Ehrlich is Death Tolls a Requiem.
I came into the room and quietly closed the door behind me. It was a room ready and waiting for death. The curtains were drawn, blotting out the bright afternoon sunlight. The air was hot and stifling. The silence oppressive and unearthly. I stared down at the face of the old man in the bed. The old man I hated. His eyes were closed, two sunken shadows against the white wrinkled skin. His waxen hands hung limply over the coverlet. For 3 days he'd lingered while I'd waited for him to die. Now for a moment I thought... But no, his pale lips moved.
How are you feeling, Father?
I'm not long to go, my son. Not long. It's only the bells that keep me alive.
The bells?
Yes, over there in the tower. I lie here and wait to hear them. They seem to rally me. I live for the sound of them, Arthur.
Yes, Father?
What time is it?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. Peter must be there now. There in the tower, pulling on the ropes, starting them swinging. The Hedwig bells are... there they are, my son. Listen to them. Your inheritance. Listen to them ring. Oh, what music they make. What beautiful, vibrant music. They give me the strength, the will to live a little longer.
How I hated him, the sentimental old fool, my father. He'd spent $500,000 to bring those bells over from Pedwick, England, the place of his birth. And with them, he'd brought the bell tower, brick by brick, and the English bell ringer, Peter Griggs. $500,000, my inheritance, hung in that bell tower. There was no money left, nothing. My father had lost everything, left me nothing. Nothing but those accursed bells. Ding dong, ding dong. They seemed to mock me, taunt me, jeer at me. I hated the very sound of them. But the old fool in the bed babbled on.
Oh, my son, those bells bring back the past to me. When I was a boy in Pedwick, I heard them toll out the hour, every hour. I married your mother to the sound of those blessed bells. And I buried her to the sound of them.
Stop! Stop raving about those bells! Stop it!
There's evil in your face. Evil!
You cheated me out of my inheritance. Left me penniless. You cheated me, do you hear? Listen to the bells. Yes, they know. Can't you hear them jeering at me, mocking at me? You're penniless, they're saying. Penniless. Penniless. Die, you old fool. Die. 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 You bought those bells, now let them ring your requiem. The bells stopped finally. My father lay there, dead. I turned from his white, still face and half walked, half stumbled toward the bell tower across the grounds of our estate. Something stronger than myself drew me to it. I entered the tower and stared up into the gloomy belfry. Yes, there they were, the bells, gleaming dimly in the half-light, their bronze mouths yawning down at me. And then as I stared up at them, I heard a step behind me. Who's there?
Why, 'tis only me, Mr. Book. 'Tis only Peter.
Oh, I didn't see you standing there in the shadow.
So you've come in to look at my little brood, eh? You've come to admire my 3 children.
Yes.
Ah, Mr. Brooke, in all the world, there are no finer bells than my wee babies. 'Twas none other than Christopher Hodson himself who cast them in the 17th century. Aye, the master himself. My father rung them, and his father before him, and his father before him.
And these are the bells my father paid $500,000 for.
Aye, and he got them cheap, sir. These are historic bells, known to all of England. And the folk of old Pedwick parted with them hard. They gave them as a gift, you might say. Your father gave the town an orphan asylum and a hospital. And now he has the bells.
And now they'll hang up there forever.
Aye, and 'tis well, for they're in good hands. Your father is of old Pedwick, sir. And like me, he loves the bells and knows what they say when they talk.
Peter, my father will never hear the bells again.
Eh, what do you mean by that, sir?
He died 15 minutes ago.
Hmm? Oh, Mr. Brooke, he dead?
Yes.
Oh, dust we are, and to dust we shall return. So it is written, and so shall it be. Oh, he was a fine man, sir.
Thank you, Peter.
Both me and my children up there, we'll miss him. Aye, we'll miss him so. Oh, little Davy. Big George. Oh, my beautiful Betty, my pretty hussy. Do you hear? The master is dead.
You call the bells by names? You talk to them?
I like a father to his children, and they talk to me.
They talk to you. The bells talk to you.
Aye, why not? They have tongues, and they have hearts and souls. Come, my baby. The good master is dead. Come, little Davy. Cry the sad tidings. Come, big George, awake. Cry to your father. Weep, my winsome Betty. Weep, girl. Weep, little dear. The master is dead. My babies, pour out your tears. Cry out to the countryside. The master is dead.
I watched him, fascinated, as he pulled one rope, then another, and worked another bell by means of his foot thrust through a loop in a third rope. The bells rang and clanged, throbbed and echoed, beat against my brain in jangling tones and overtones. I looked up at them as they swayed, and their mouths seemed to accuse me of my father's death. I couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand it any longer. I turned and ran from the bell tower. After my father's funeral, I dropped in at the office of Frederick Denny, my father's attorney and executor of what was left of the estate. There were certain things I wanted to discuss.
So you want to tear down the Brook Memorial Tower and sell the bells?
Yes, Mr. Denny. From what my father told me, they have considerable value.
Yes, Arthur, they do. Their intrinsic value, aside from their worth as historic relics and antiques, runs into hundreds of thousands. I've already had two offers of purchase.
You have?
Yes. One from a university, one from a museum.
Good.
However, the bells are not for sale.
What? Mr. Denny, you know the condition of the estate. Why, I'm penniless. Dad left me nothing. Nothing. Unless I can realize something from the bells.
I'm sorry, Arthur, but the terms of your father's will are quite specific.
Then I'll break the will. I'm my father's rightful heir, and whatever I can sell those bells for belongs to me.
I'm sorry, my boy. I drew up this will myself, and I can assure you it's airtight.
There was nothing I could do. Nothing. I was beaten, and I knew it. And day after day, night after night, every hour on the hour, I heard those blasted bells. Ding dong, ding dong. They mocked me, taunted me, jeered at me, laughed at me.
You've been cheated, Arthur Brook. You've been cheated, Arthur Brook.
They seemed to talk to me. They talked to Peter, the bell ringer, and now they talked to me. Mocked me, every hour on the hour. Oh, I hated them, cursed them, blocked my ears against them, but they kept on ringing and ringing and ringing until I thought I'd go mad. Finally, I could stand it no longer. I had to silence those hateful bells once and for all. I had to still their cursed tongues forever. That night late, I went to the bell tower, fevered, in a kind of frenzy, determined to blot out their voices somehow. I entered the bell tower. Peter was there, ringing the bells. Peter!
Aye, Mr. Brooks.
Stop ringing those bells. Stop it, I say.
Huh? Stop the bells?
Yes, now. Now, do you hear?
No. No, I will not. There's evil in your face. You don't like the bells like your father. You hate my little children. You mean them harm.
Well, I told you to stop those bells. I'll make you stop.
Oh, Mr. Brooks, what are you going... No, no. No.
It was quiet now. Quiet. The bells were still. The awful pressure in my head went away. It had been easy to strangle Peter. His foot had caught in the pedal noose of the bell rope. And he never had a chance. Now I had to make it look like an accident, like suicide. I picked the bell ringer up, tied one end of the bell ropes around his neck, and gave him a long push. and forth. He swung in the bell tower like a grotesque pendulum, the rope creaking under his weight.
Well, little Davy up there, Big George, Pretty Betty, why don't you talk now, eh? Why don't you talk now?
The man going mad with the sound of the bells, shaking his fist and laughing at his bronze torturers as he stops them from striking 12 for...
Murder! At midnight.
You're listening to Murder at Midnight. We'll be right back with more after this short break.
Personal notice, danger's my stock and trade. If the job's too tough for you to handle, you got a job for me, George Valentine. Write full details.
It's Bob Bailey as troubleshooter for hire, George Valentine, in Radio Spirit's exciting 8-CD collection, Let George Do It, Sweet Poison. This man of many talents will take on just about any job for a price.
Dear Mr. Valentine, recently I've had reason to investigate and reassure myself of your integrity. I'm quite confident that you can handle a rather small task for me with the utmost secrecy. I say small, but it's a matter of great urgency to me. I only hope that it doesn't surprise you too much that I should be appealing for help.
Let George Do It, Sweet Poison is regularly $31.95. But today, when Radio Was listeners can order it for just $19.95, that's more than 35% off. Plus, get free shipping. Get your copy at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code George77.
George, oh, your cheek's bleeding.
It's okay.
Here, give me the keys.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Brooksy. He said the office was locked, but I don't remember locking it. No, it's not. What in the name of... Mr. Paulson.
Oh.
And here's the gun. It's got a silencer. And guess what, Brooksy? He's about as dead as a bullet will make a man.
Francis Robinson co-stars as Brooksy, with Wally Mayer as Lieutenant Riley. They stick by George's side as he deals with clients who run the gamut from ruthless to ridiculous in 16 action-packed adventures. Order Let George Do It Sweet Poison today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code George77.
George!
Come on, Angel.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
What has been one of the fastest growing outdoor sports? I'll share the answer and why right after this break.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard-body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex State System delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
One of the fastest growing outdoor sports is bow fishing. Bow fishing is an activity that you can do day or night. And if you get in the right spot, it can be nonstop action. It doesn't take much to get started either, but you do need to research what specific equipment you need. To learn more about this activity and much, much more, check us out on drawtowildlife.com where the seasons never end.
Welcome back to Murder at Midnight on When Radio Was.
And now here is Arthur Brooke again, continuing his story.
There was an investigation of Peter's death. The county medical examiner and I went to the bell tower and looked at the bell rope on which Peter's body had been found hanging.
The way I see it, Mr. Brooke, it's a clear case of suicide. The deceased fastened this rope around his neck, climbed up on the belfry ladder, and flung himself out into space.
Yes, yes, Mr. Holcomb. It looks as though he did just that.
Mr. Brooke, there's one question I want to ask you.
Me? What? What is it?
Well, a man usually doesn't commit suicide unless he has a motive. Did you notice anything peculiar about this bell ringer's behavior before this happened?
Why, no, nothing except that he was deeply depressed when my father died. You see, my father loved the bells as much as Peter did, and...
That might account for it. But I understand this English bell ringer was rather a queer duck anyway.
What? What's that?
What?
What? Mr. Holcomb, the bells. They're ringing, they're ringing. How can they?
Take it easy, Mr. Brooke, take it easy. The tower door is open and wind just came through. Made the bells tinkle a little.
Oh. Oh, yes, of course. It was the wind. I'm sorry.
Well, that's all right, Mr. Brooke. After what you've been through, I don't blame you for being jumpy.
Finally, the verdict was official. Suicide. And for 2 weeks, the bell tower was closed and the bells silent. It was then that I had an idea. I went straight to the executor of my father's estate, Mr. Denny, and told him what was in my mind.
Arthur, I'm sorry, but what you ask is impossible. We can't take those bells down.
But, Mr. Denny, you've read the papers. This bell ringer's suicide has made a mockery out of the tower. All the cheap publicity in the newspapers, the sensationalism, the people coming to stare at the bells, why, I feel that my father's memory is being desecrated.
I know, Arthur. The whole thing's been very unfortunate, but we cannot let you tear down the tower and sell the bells, as you know.
Yes, yes, I know. The will, my father's will.
Precisely. And his last wish must be respected.
Very well, let the bells stay. But for the love of heaven, Mr. Denny, can they remain silent? Must they ring anymore to remind everyone in town of the tragedy?
Your father specified that they must be rung on the hour, every hour, just as they did in England. And that's the way it'll have to be, Arthur. We're already negotiating for a new bell ringer.
Mr. Denny, listen. Listen, do you hear them?
Hear what?
Bells.
Bells?
Yes, can't you hear them? Can't you hear them? You must hear them, Mr. Denny, you must.
Oh, yes, I do now, very faintly. Your sense of hearing, Arthur, is remarkably acute. Those bells are from the next town, Silver Valley. Sometimes you can hear them here when the wind's right.
Oh, why don't they stop? Why don't they stop talking?
Talking? Bells talking? What do you mean?
Oh, nothing, nothing.
Look here, Arthur, something's wrong. You're on edge, ill. Why don't you go away for a good long rest, say a month or so? It'd do you good.
Go away. Yes. Yes, why not? Rest. That's what I need. Rest and quiet. Away from the bells. Quaint little inn I knew in the mountains, 100 miles away. The food was good, and a golf course nearby, and, well, I made reservations. For a week, I ate, slept, played golf, rested. And then one afternoon, I was in the lobby of the inn, chatting with the proprietor.
Enjoyed your stay here, Mr. Brooke?
Oh, yes, Frank. Fine, fine.
Well, you've been lucky in the weather. I never did see such nice weather. Well,
Frank... What's that?
What's what?
What do you hear? Bells.
Bells? Of course I do. From the church at Greenville, 2 miles away.
But why are they ringing? Why are they ringing?
Oh, Mr. Brooke, what's come over you? It's Sunday, and that's...
Frank! Lady... Frank, I'm checking out.
Checking out? Now? But, Mr. Brooke, you made reservations for a month.
I'm leaving now, do you hear? Right away, just as soon as I can get my bags packed. The bells. I had to get away from the bells. That was it. That was all I needed. I remembered a place when I was a boy. An island off the seacoast. There was an old fisherman there, a friend of mine, and I knew he'd put me up. The place was miles from anything, from the mainland, from bells. I took a train, chartered a small boat, and spent 3 quiet days there. Then, on the 4th day, as we were surf casting for striped bass...
All right, Mr. Brooke, let's see you cast way out into the surf. Nice long one that was. Now, if a striper just hooks onto that bait of yours, why, you're going... Well, what is it, Mr. Brooke?
I hear bells.
Bells? Why, sure you do. The Coast Guard's testing a new bell buoy out on those reefs over there. Oh, what's wrong, Mr. Brooke? You're as white as a sheet.
I've got to get away from here.
Time to take a break, but we'll be back to wrap up Murder at Midnight right after this.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Let's wrap up Death Toll's A Requiem on When Radio Was.
Bells, bells, bells. Everywhere I went, they pursued me, ringing their accusations in my ears. I left the island, got into my car, drove. I didn't know where I was going. I didn't care. I just had to get away from those bells. And then, some days later, I was driving through a desert area in the southwest. I was deep in the desert, reeling off mile after mile on the highway, when suddenly from far off I heard bells. I set my teeth, gripped the steering wheel tight. Enough was enough. I'd fight them now. Fight them to the bitter end. I wouldn't let them master me, tear me apart, drive me mad. No! I had to beat them, and I'd do it now! I drove on and on and on, and the bells followed me. They must come from a train running parallel to the highway somewhere over the rim of the desert. Yes, it must be a train. It couldn't be anything else. Mile after mile I drove, and mile after mile the bells followed me. I began to wonder, when would the tracks cross the highway? Tracks always crossed highways somewhere. They just didn't run parallel indefinitely. And then off ahead, I saw some trucks and men. It was a construction crew fixing the road. I stopped the car and hailed the foreman.
Yeah? What is it, mister?
Doesn't the train cross the highway somewhere up ahead?
Train? What train? There's no railroad in this area of the desert.
But there must be. I hear train bells.
Bells? I don't hear any bells, mister.
But I tell you, they're ringing.
Look, mister, you must have sunstroke or something. There ain't no train within 100 miles of here.
But there
no
must
bells
be.
Either.
There must be. There has to be. No. Now I knew what I had to do. I had to go back to the estate, back to the Brook Memorial Tower, and destroy the accursed bells I'd inherited. I had to close their bronze mouths, pull out their wagging tongues, smash their glittering faces. They had possession of me. They were driving me out of my mind. I had to free myself of them once and for all. Only then would I be at peace. I headed for home. And every mile, every hour, the bells pursued me, ringing in my ears day and night, pounding and relentless. Oh,
Back at the estate, I went into the gardener's tool house, picked out a heavy sledgehammer, headed toward the bell tower. A car was just coming up the driveway. It looked like Denny's, but I paid no attention. I ran into the bell tower and climbed the ladder into the belfry. Now was the time. There were the bells leering at me, grinning at me. I'd smash them now and forever. I lifted the sledgehammer and brought it down to the first bell. I'll smash you to bits! Why don't you break? Why don't you break?
Arthur! Arthur! What are you doing up there in the belfry?
I'll smash them! I'll break them to a thousand pieces! It's the last thing I'd do!
Arthur! You've gone mad! Nothing, I say! Stop it!
Why don't they stop ringing? Why don't they stop? No! No, don't! Don't say it anymore! I can't stand it any longer! I can't!
Dr. Williams, I must compliment you on this mental institution of yours. It's run very efficiently, one of the finest in the state.
Thank you, Professor.
Oh, by the way, it must be close to midnight. I didn't expect to stay here this late, but it was so interesting. And what is the time, anyway?
Well, I don't have a watch on me, Professor, but... Just a second. Listen.
The bells! There they go again! There they go! Can't you hear them? Stop them! Stop them!
The time now, Professor Alvin, is exactly midnight.
How do you know that, Doctor?
That patient you just heard, Professor, the one who just cried aloud, is a very remarkable case. A human timepiece. He has no watch, of course, but every hour on the hour, he hears... bells.
He hears bells every hour on the hour?
Precisely, Professor Alvin. And he's never more than a second or two out of the way.
And so a man lies on a bed in a padded cell and hears the bells ringing, ringing, every hour on the hour. Just as he once heard the real bells strike 12 for...
Murder at Midnight.
The part of Arthur Brooke was played by Michael Fitzmaurice.
Death Tolls a Requiem from January 27, 1947. Leading actor Michael Fitzmaurice later portrayed a very famous superhero on radio. I'll name him and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
There's no business. It is appealing.
MusicRewind.com presents Hollywood Hits, 60 original recordings from the golden age of Hollywood film, featuring your favorite stars, including Fred Astaire, Frank Sinatra, Judy Garland, Gene Kelly, and Marilyn Monroe, to name just a few.
Go wrong, I'm in right. It's for sure, not for maybe, that I'm all dressed up tonight.
This 3-CD collection of enduring classics from the greatest musicals features songs from South Pacific, Guys and Dolls, Calamity Jane, Oklahoma, Carousel, Showboat, and many more.
What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again.
Order Hollywood Hits today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Pay just $19.98 for this 3-CD set of 60 songs from your favorite musicals. Plus, get a special bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code MUSICAL77.
I got a beautiful feeling, everything's going my way.
MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now, and Hollywood Hits can be yours today for only $19.98. Remember promo code MUSICAL77 to get extra savings on shipping. That's MUSICAL77 at 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com now. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
What has been one of the fastest growing outdoor sports? I'll share the answer and why right after this break.
For over 20 years, Pigden Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Pigden's new lineup of hard-body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Pigden's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Pigden Outdoors.
One of the fastest growing outdoor sports is bow fishing. Bow fishing is an activity that you can do day or night. And if you get in the right spot, it can be nonstop action. It doesn't take much to get started either, but you do need to research what specific equipment you need. To learn more about this activity and much, much more, check us out on drawtowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about actor and announcer Michael Fitzmaurice. In the summer of 1950, he replaced a departing Bud Collier as the title character on radio's The Adventures of Superman. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we are all out of time, but I want to remind you to take a moment and visit us at the website, which is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your...